This is a Kitty Pod production.
Prison Break, starring Donald Trump and Keith Raniere, will not be seen at this time, so that we may bring you a show starring someone else who really should be locked up in prison for the rest of his natural life.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, man!
Welcome to episode number 180 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. Just think, we're 20 away from 200 episodes. Hard to believe. What's even harder to believe, or easier really, is I'm your humble host, Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, evader, pussy imitator, assassinator, baby.
I demand the hour, demand the power, too sweet to be sour.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Baby, baby.
And I'm coming to you once again from the rolling and, as of time of recording, sun-drenched hills of Saratoga County, New York. Spring has truly sprung, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you on the 14th of April, 2023. I hope everybody had a great Easter slash Passover slash Ramadan. Whatever it is you celebrate, I hope it was a great day and a great weekend for you out there among kith and kin. I certainly appreciate you coming along for the ride, and we're going to talk about what I did during this Easter holiday. We'll get to all that in just a minute, and I don't know, not much else probably. That's just me talking. Well, let's get to the social media before I get myself in a deeper hole than I already am. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Keep It To Yourself Podcast. There's also the Facebook page, links in show notes. And also the world's loneliest email, kitypod@gmail.com. All right, folks, what we're going to do, actually, I just found this out, or I thought of it, really. I'm going to talk about what I plan to do with the podcast as we head into the summer of 2023. It's unseasonably warm outside. Why not? Let's think about the summer and happier times, or what I consider to be the greatest time of the year. But first, as always, we're going to do the vanity portion. And what did yours truly, one J. Michael Bullitt, how did he celebrate Easter? How did he mark the holiday of the resurrection of a bearded man who looked almost like a hippie back in biblical times? At least that's the image I get. Well, you'll get on with the story. All right. I'm going to crucify you. Hey, don't bring religion in here, bud. Come on. All right. I'm going to crucify him. Oh, I broke my own rule. Anyway. Well, this Easter celebration had a bit of an odd twist, an odd set of circumstances, so I'm going to have to back the truck up to the weekend before, or 2 weekends before, really. My dad and his paramour, or actually I should say his fiancé, came back from their Bahamas cruise the Sunday before Easter. And my dad was feeling all right, but it seemed like being on a cruise ship for about a week left them sick. I thought it was the norovirus or something. One time I looked up the symptoms of norovirus, you know, I don't want to get into too much detail, especially if you're listening to this while eating. Don't want to make you have whatever you ate come up your throat and threaten to go out. But anyway, he just wasn't feeling good. We had a bunch of COVID at-home tests stockpiled during the worst of the pandemic. Thank goodness we had some on hand still. He took some of those. Thankfully, he did not get COVID for a third time, and neither did his fiancée, even though they both eventually came down with a cold. Well, she wound up getting it from him. And so that led to me spending Easter for the first time in my life not at home. Originally, the weekend before, I planned to stay over. You know, my dad's fiancée wanted to go to this craft fair, and while she was at this event, my dad would take me to the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, or Mass MoCA, as it's known in the shorthand. So, odd set of circumstances, I wound up doing the overnight the next weekend. So, I arrive about 11 o'clock, 11:30, somewhere around there, probably around noon, so about late morning, early afternoon, midday, you would call it. And I come home to the site of, you know, just a quiet house. My dad and his companion, fiance, whomever, working out in the backyard. So I just went in the house quietly, put my stuff away, performed my own bellboy job, and took at least one of my bags upstairs. And then my dad told me, you might want to take your overnight bag upstairs too, because two of Nancy's granddaughters are going to be here. Well, there are a whole bunch of them too. I mean, what a big family. 9, 10 all told. And they were helping Nancy out. That's my dad's fiance. You know, we had some storm damage with that snowstorm I told you about in the last episode, or one of the last episodes. You know, there was some damage in the backyard. They're helping to clean it up. So I say, well, I'm going to go get my two granddaughters. And Dad says, I'm going to take Junior, that would be me, out for a lunch somewhere. So he went to this pizza place in Adams, which is the next town over. Went past my cousin's little home there on a side street. And how appropriate for Easter Sunday, it was right across from this church. Now, I have to tell you about, I don't know if I've told this before, may have a previous episode if you've been there that long, but for new listeners, Adams, Massachusetts once had three churches, but, you know, population loss being what it was, 2008, the Diocese of Springfield announced that they were going to, you know, do away with this particular church, St. Stanislaus Kostka. And they wound up merging the other two churches. The St. Stan's decision was a very controversial one, and those who were parishioners in this building wound up keeping vigil for over 3 years until the diocese relented and said, all right, we are going to reopen the church. It's going to be a mission of the two merged parishes. But, you know, prayers were answered, so to speak. And Palm Sunday 2012, the story goes, they reopened for their first Mass in over 3 years. And also found it interesting because it is the only church in the United States, if not the known world, that there is a stained glass window and you have Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, and Leon Trotsky all featured. And there was like this Polish priest who really got under the communist skin. I think the Bolsheviks took him out, or Stalin or Lenin or either one of them. The Soviets did not like religion. They weren't big fans of it. So that's the story there, as best I know. So I went to this pizza place right across the street, now that I've ended this little history lesson. And there was nobody in the joint. Saturday afternoon before Easter, 2 o'clock, place is dead. The only two people in that building before we arrived were the two people that were manning the counter working in the back. So we both had grinders. My dad had a meatball grinder. I had a cheeseburger one, no tomatoes or mayonnaise. And I thought it was really nice. Nice and quiet. They had CNN playing on the TV in the back of the kitchen there. I could just hear it. I had my back to it. And it was quite the time. Nice little peaceful, copacetic place. And then when we got back, all the grandkids were in the backyard. There was a big scene out on the trampoline. Hey, that rhymes. All while there was some woodwork going on. I took it easy. Some of the help went home. Meanwhile, two of my fiance's granddaughters, Addie and Madeline, hung out, and they wound up having supper with us. And their parents' excuse, they needed all the quiet in the world to do their taxes. So, oh, I can't blame them there. I did mine already. It was last weekend of February, but, hey, you know, but that's all by the by. Well, a quiet Saturday evening, and then Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, hallelujah, he is risen, he is truly risen, and yours truly rose about 7:30, and first time ever, my dad was the first to wake up. He beat me to it. Normally, be it here at Bullet House or in the Berkshires, I'm usually the first one up. Not on this day, not happening, Captain. So I wound up having a nice breakfast, had bagels with cream cheese and jelly. Then, here's the thing, he said, stumbling over his words. Sunday morning, my big routine is to watch CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley. This was also the weekend of the Masters golf tournament. And unfortunately, Friday and Saturday, Mother Nature, and maybe climate change, one can assume, played havoc that they wound up having to delay the second and third rounds. In fact, the third round was delayed on Saturday because the course was so waterlogged, or parts of it anyway. It was announced that the third round would resume 8:30 on Easter Sunday morning, so that meant no Jane Pauley on Easter Sunday, and no Face the Nation either. So, well, I just had a grin and bear it this Easter Sunday, so it was unusual in many respects. But the highlight of the weekend came when we all hopped in the car, and drove off to my dad's companion's ex-husband's house. I know that sounds complicated. Almost like that scene in Spaceballs.
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
And we didn't travel very far, but it may as well have been in another world. Because this house is out in the country. In fact, according to Google Maps, we're about a half mile from the Vermont state line on Route 8. So if you went further up, we'd have been in another state. But anyway, it was a great time. We were among the first to arrive. And all the grandkids showed up and everything. It was a nice spread that was put on by the wife of the ex-husband in this case. And ham, scalloped potatoes, had some dinner rolls that were eventually put out. Almost forgot to put them out, but they came later. And it was quite the spread. Also, two types of pie. Got some lemon meringue here in the fridge at Bullet House. I better get rid of that before Dad and Nancy have my, like, why didn't you eat this, you idiot? So there was that. So after that, I come home. You know, my dad decides, all right, I'm going to take Jason home. He'll go back to his car. He'll go home. Well, back to Nancy's house, then back home. Didn't stop anywhere except for gas in Williamstown, the Cumbies, Cumberland Farms. Then I was home. I watched some of the Masters. Then the other two people arrived. And then we spent about a half hour or so at my sister's house just down the road from Bullet House. And that was it. We all got to watch John Rahm hole out to win the Masters for the first time ever. Only the fourth Spaniard ever to clinch the green jacket. So it wasn't the best Easter weekend ever, but it wasn't the worst either. In fact, I'd say it was top 10 Easters of all time. I certainly appreciate it. All right, that's the vanity portion out of the way, thankfully. And now I want to get to future plans here as we steamroll towards the mid part of 2023. For those who are listeners of the Tony Kornheiser Show, a.k.a. The Littles, plans are already going to be in the works or will be on the way to getting in there for Summer of Littles 2023. I believe this is the fifth edition, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere around there. And of course, Jingle Fest will be coming up in June before we get to all that. And so in the run-up to Summer of Littles, which I believe this is the fifth one we're doing, I'm not sure what, I'm going to do the virtual venue because I've done it the last couple of years, or tried to anyway. Then 1 year it was the hot weather, and then the year before was the threat of the COVID Delta variant. Thank goodness all that's in the rearview mirror. So I said, I'm going to learn my lesson. But however, I want to celebrate any way I can, so I'm trying to get as many of the Littles as I possibly can, like Bob Walsh, Chuck and Roxy, Joe Arrow, all the rest of them. See if anybody wants to come on. I'll just put the carrot out there and see if any donkeys charge out in front of it. So look for that this summer. I'll put the invites out in the next 2 weeks or so. Yeah, I've been on the Loyal Littles podcast with Chuck and Roxy, and we'll talk about them in just a little while here. So that'll be a great way to get into the spirit, even though I'll be doing the virtual venue in all likelihood. So looking forward to that. And looking forward to a great summer, too. You know, Cooperstown trip, hopefully. You know, hosting a picnic. And I don't know if the Cooperstown trip is going to happen at this point, mainly because the wife of the person who organizes this particular day trip rendezvous is having surgery next month for diverticulitis. There I go, grossing you out again. I know. I don't know the gory details, and if I knew them, I'd certainly spare you from them. But they're going to be out of commission for a while. So, I don't know. Yours Toy may not be in the birthplace of baseball the summer of 23. We'll see what happens on that front. All right, folks. We've got to the end of an abbreviated edition of the Kitty Pod, episode 180. But before we get going here and make our way out, we got some pod shout-outs we want to do here as he tries to open his tablet. All right, I'm going to stall for time. I'm going to do the where you can listen to this podcast first. I'm going to switch it up here. I've been doing this for last for so long. You can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, or your podcaster of choice. If you're listening on a podcatcher, or you have one really, and we're not on there, here's a little trick that could really benefit, or you could be the beneficiary of it. You can take the pod feed from the show notes, copy it, paste it onto the podcatcher, and away you go. New episodes as they come out, whenever I'm able to bring them to you. And with that, let's get to the pod shoutouts, and then we'll break it on out of here. First up, GFA Live. That would be greetings from Allentown. Peter Winston and Keith Langston did a live watch of two episodes from two different promotions on the same date, the Saturday of Thanksgiving, 1988, 26th of November. WCW, it's where Dusty Rhodes gets in with the Road Warriors. And then WWF Superstars, this is where Bad News Brown takes a beating to Jack Tunney. You can follow the podcast at GF Allentown on Twitter. The Sportscasters, great episode from Steve Bennett talking European football, that's soccer to you and I, with Phil McNulty and Jim White. And Justin Bourne came on to talk about his story with hockey and how he battled alcoholic addiction, and God bless him for it. You can follow Steve at sports_casters on Twitter and at the Sportscasters on Instagram. The Loyal Littles podcast. Chuck and Roxy had Jason Cam Cameron twice, mainly because there was a snafu on Chuck and Roxy's part. They don't drop episodes whenever the Tony Kornheiser show has an episode put on their feed. So they kind of got ahead of themselves, almost sounds like me in a sense. So they waited, embargoed it, and then dropped it the next day. I was one of the first to get it on the ground floor, so thanks, guys. Also, Rob Turpin showed up too, right on time. You can follow the Loyal Littles podcast at Loyal Littles Pod on Twitter and at the Loyal Littles Pod on Instagram. And also the 1 in 44 podcast from the Anderson Center for Autism. The guest there was Dana Hopkins of the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health. So she got on there. You can listen to that podcast on many of the same places as mine, but also I meant to go to the social media at Anderson Autism on Twitter and at Anderson Center for Autism on Instagram. So there you have it right there. And so that'll do it for this episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the 180th in the series. I thank you as ever for listening. Really appreciate the support. I will talk to you on the next one, whenever that may be. And as always, and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives.
The Keep It To Yourself podcast has been a Trump Toilet Wine production.
Hey, Clavis! Wake up! The show's over.
Oh, yeah! Kick it!
I don't fool with no horses, boy.